The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for this program, we're going to start out with Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. For more information on programs that I'll be talking about, you can call them at 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Friday, December 1st, it's the Lynn Grissett Quintet. A formally educated professional musician, Grissett is a truly dedicated artist, a member of the New Power Generation Horns, the horn section of the band New Power Generation, once led by the late great musical genius Prince. Lynn has performed around the world as both a solo artist and as part of elite-level ensembles. Coming up Saturday, December 2nd, it's David Crosby and Friends, the Sky Trail Tour 2017. Here's something you don't hear often. He's a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and co-founder of The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Obviously, I'm talking about David Crosby. He's in the midst of an incredibly creative and powerful period, showcasing his skills as the brilliant songwriter that he is. And on this tour, he will be performing music from his just-released new album, Sky Trails, alongside some of his best-loved songs and greatest hits. Tickets prices range from $50.50 to $100.50. Sunday, December 3rd at Carolina Theater, it's Robert Earl Keen. Merry Christmas from the Fam-O-Lee Show. Keen began performing in 1981 and since then has paved the way for a generation of songwriters and performers who make a living on the road. Wednesday, December 6th, the Mountain Goats. This Durham-based indie folk band started in California, and for many years, John Darnielle was the sole member despite the plural moniker. Although he remains the core member of the band, he has worked with a variety of collaborators. Tickets are $31. And I forgot to mention the ticket prices for Robert Earl Keen. $34.50 and $39.50. Okay, Saturday, December 9th, it's the Nutcracker Triangle Youth Ballet. They'll perform Tchaikovsky's classic 125-year-old Russian ballet, The Nutcracker, Act 2, with 20 dancers accompanied by an orchestra comprised of 10 musicians. Founder and artistic director Lauren Lorenz de Haas and musical director Andrew McAfee will share why this story is considered a classic by identifying those elements of dance and music that delight us year after year. Performances at 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $18.13 and $31.03. Don't understand those prices, but that's okay. Wednesday and Thursday, December 13 and 14 at Carolina Theater, it's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Celebrate this Christmas with the experience taking North America by storm. Marking the 25th anniversary tour, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker features over-the-top production and world-class Russian artists, larger-than-life puppets, nesting dolls, and gloriously handcrafted costumes that bring the Christmas spirit to light. Tickets start at $28, and there are platinum and gold VIP packages also available. Saturday, December 16, That's Inappropriate Live with Meredith. It's time for a night out with Meredith from That's Inappropriate. Life is funny enough, she doesn't need to make this stuff up. Join her for an unforgettable time of laughs that hit home with any and all parents who have had to wipe a behind and sign a permission form at the same time. Tickets are $25 and $30. Sunday, December 17th, it is Rhett and Link, Tour of Mythicality. These best friends since the first grade are a comedic duo known for hosting the most watched daily show on the internet, Good Mythical Morning. Their narrative series, Rhett and Link's Buddy System, the award-winning weekly podcast, Ear Biscuits, as well as their wildly popular comedic songs, sketches, and viral low-budget local commercials. Tickets are $35. There are VIP tickets for $153. Okay, Thursday, January 11th, it's Travis Tritt. More than 25 years after Travis launched his music career, the Grammy Award-winning artist continues to sell out shows and stay true and relevant to country music fans across the globe. His career has produced millions in album sales, 2 Grammy Award wins, and multiple number one singles on the country radio charts. Tickets are $44.50 and $59.50. Sunday, January 14th, 20th Century Masters, that's the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Thursday, January 25th, Take Me to the River. Saturday, January 27th, The Second City. And one peek into the month of February, Saturday, February 10th, it's Arlo Guthrie. Okay, moving on to Duke performances. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, November 30th, it is the Joe Henry Residency. On Influences, Take Me to the River. For 3 decades, the singer, songwriter, producer, and author Joe Henry has been shaping and reshaping a working definition of American music that is as rich and rewarding as that of any of his peers. He's an American folk singer in the bravest sense of the word. His work assimilates a century of this country's musical ideas and expressions into unforgettable songs. This is at Nasher Museum Auditorium. And the Joe Henry Residency continues Friday, December 1st on Songwriting and Recording. Is It Rolling Bob? This show, being held at Sound Pure, is sold out, but there may be cancellations. The final in this residency series is Saturday, December 2nd, debut of his new album in performance, Thrum, at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, December 7th, the Jack Quartet, American Music Number 1. In just a decade, the Jack Quartet has become one of the most enterprising and energized new music powerhouses in the world. This is at Nelson Music Room. Friday, December 8th, Stephen Hupp, piano. Hupp is a Renaissance man, a composer, writer, poet, painter, and MacArthur Fellow. The British-born Hupp's reputation long ago moved beyond classical circles, making him an unlikely crossover star. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, December 9th, Escher String Quartet. During the last decade, New York's Escher String Quartet has risen through the ranks of a crowded field to become one of music's most engaging string ensembles. Once again, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, January 19th, Jeremy Dink and Stefan Jakiv. Ives Violin Sonata with New York Polyphony. Merely programming the 4 violin sonatas of American original Charles Ives would not have been enough for Jeremy Dink, the inquisitive and exploratory pianist, writer, and musical collaborator. That is just part of what he and beguiling, intuitive violinist Jakiv, due in the simple titled program, Ives Violin Sonata. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, January 20th, it's Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. And Duke Performance is also listing Take Me to the River, the Memphis Soul and R&B review that is January 25th. Moving on to Arts NC State, Thursday, November 30th, Jazz Ensemble 1 and Wind Ensemble present a holiday concert that starts at 7. Friday, December 1st, the Choral Holiday Concert. Concert starts at 7. Events are held at the Tally Student Union Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, December 2nd, Grains of Time. Curtain goes up at 7. Saturday, February 3rd, the Birdland All-Stars, featuring Tommy Goh, returning to the road for the first time in 5 years. The Birdland All-Stars have created new arrangements featuring the music of David Bowie, The Police, and Steely Dan. Sunday, wow, didn't even notice there. That's Birdland All-Stars is Saturday, February 3rd. So there's a little bit of a gap from Saturday, December 2nd to Saturday, February 3rd. Okie dokie. I didn't notice that one either. A little bit off the links here. Carolina Performing Arts, just move on. Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet. The performances are at 2 and 8 on Saturday, then at 2 on Sunday. Thursday, December 7th, is Katia Buniatishvili. She's known for her jaw-dropping technique, tempestuous energy, and refined musical sensibility. Concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 9th, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. In this much-anticipated annual tradition, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis spreads holiday cheer with swinging renditions of your favorite music. Joined by special guest vocalists Catherine Russell and Kenny Washington, they perform sacred and secular holiday classics such as Count Basie's Jingle Bells, Billie Holiday's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That concert starts at 8. Then we move into January for Carolina Performing Arts. Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Steep Canyon Rangers. Of course, this group formed in Chapel Hill, effortlessly walking the line between festival favorite and sophisticated string orchestra. Their mix of serious chops and good-natured fun earning them the 2013 Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Album. Concert starts at 8 o'clock both nights. All right, we're going to move on to audio described performances. Saturday, December 2nd, it's the School of Rock at DPAC. Of course, this based on the hit film of the same name. This new musical follows Dewey Finn, a wannabe rock star posing as a substitute teacher who turns a class of straight-A students into a guitar-shredding, bass-slapping, and mind-blowing rock band. Sunday, December 3rd, Peter Pan and Wendy. This is at Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium. A young girl feels alone in the world. Can a boy who never grew up help her to discover her best self? Or will he lead her straight into the clutches of you-know-who? Hook. That's at 2 p.m. Also on the audio described performance list, Sunday, December 3rd, A Christmas Story, Carrie Players at Carrie Arts Center. Join Ralphie Parker on his quest to get a Red Ryder air rifle from Santa under the Christmas tree. Curtain goes up at 3. Sunday, December 10th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the entire family. Starts at 5. And then Sunday, December 17th, Black Nativity. This is a Justice Theater project. It's at Stewart Theater at NC State at 3 p.m. As always, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for four performances requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Country music power couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are coming back to Raleigh's PNC Arena in 2018 for the first time in more than a decade. The date ways off, June 22nd. The couple's first joint new album, The Rest of Our Life, is out now, and each ticket purchased for the concert includes a copy of that new album. All right, looking at the lineup at PNC Arena, Sunday, December 3rd, Escape, the Great Escape Tour, one of the most beloved groups in R&B history, announced their first ever headlining tour, the Great Escape Tour. Answering the overwhelming demand of fans nationwide, Escape, Candy Burris, Tucker, Tamika Tiny Harris, and sisters Latosha and Tamika Scott return to the stage to perform all of their memorable hits. Adding to the excitement, the group will be joined on tour by special guests Monica and Tamar Braxton. Tickets are $45 to $85, and the concert starts at 7. PNC Arena, December 6th through the 10th, it's Disney on Ice, presenting Dare to Dream. Wednesday, December 13th, Power Orchestra, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. The concert starts at 7:30. Ticket prices start at $43.50. Sunday, December 31st, of course, New Year's Eve, the Abbott Brothers at PNC Arena. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott of Concord formed the Abbott Brothers in 2000, along with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Cellist Joe Kwan joined the band in 2007. The concert starts at 8:30. Ticket prices range from $45.50 to $70.50. All right, January 25th through the 28th, Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes. Sunday, February 11th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, February 15th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 10 and 11, Monster Jam. Saturday, March 24th, 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. And, of course, as we've mentioned earlier, Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, the Soul to Soul Tour. All right, looking at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. The tickets for DPAC shows are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center, that's at 919-680-2787, and of course the DPAC Ticket Center itself on Vivian Street, or you can contact Ticketmaster. As we mentioned or talked about earlier, November 28th through December 3rd, it's the School of Rock. Tuesday, December 5th, 98 degrees at Christmas. Concert goers can expect a high-energy 98 degrees show featuring holiday songs from their new album, Let It Snow, as well as their beloved hits. The group says recording Let It Snow was an easy decision. As a group, our favorite record, hands down, is This Christmas, recorded almost 20 years ago. Wednesday, December 6th at DPAC, American Idol winner Fantasia, Christmas After Midnight show, or concert. Grammy Award-winning and platinum-selling artist Fantasia released her first-ever holiday album, Christmas After Midnight, and she released that in early October. The album is an inspiring and merry blend of rock, soul, jazz, funk, and blues that will send holiday spirits soaring. Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, it's Carolina Ballet's Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet celebrates its 16th anniversary of the family favorite, the Nutcracker. A holiday tradition that's perfect for the whole family, Carolina Ballet's is the only performance of the Nutcracker in the country with illusions created by world-renowned magician Rick Thomas. Marvel as beloved characters levitate, disappear, and reappear before your very eyes. Okay, Carolina Ballet, the Nutcracker, Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, at DPAC. Thursday through Sunday, another big one, December 14th through the 17th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Ira David Wood III's beloved musical comedy celebrates its 43rd anniversary this year. The show has been performed annually since 1974 and has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast, cited as one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history. A Christmas Carol has enjoyed critically acclaimed tours to England and France as well. Then we're going to move into 2018 with January 2nd through the 7th, On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Is it Estefan or is it Estefan? Oh, well. Wednesday, January 17th, it's Shopkins Live. Sunday, January 21st, Gobsmacked. Friday, January 26th, John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous, the tour. January 30th through February 4th, Les Mis, also known as Les Miserables. I didn't know that blah was on the end, but it is. I looked it up this week. Les Miserables. Wednesday, February 7th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. For more than 50 years, The Temptations have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances throughout the world. The Four Tops are among the most stable and consistent vocal groups. They help define the Motown sound. Saturday and Sunday, February 10 and 11, it's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And don't forget the Broadway hit and national phenomenon, Hamilton, is headed to Durham next year. But we don't have a date as yet. That will pop up at some point. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. For complete information, you can call 919-996-8700. All right, November 24th through December 24th. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. The beloved TV classic soars off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. Come see all of your favorite characters from the special, including Santa and Mrs. Claus, Hermie the Elf, Bumble the Abominable Snow Monster, Clarice, Yukon Cornelius, and, of course, Rudolph, as they come to life. It's an adventure that teaches us that what makes you different can be what makes you special. Again, November 24th through December 24th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, November 24 and 25, Home Alone, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert. Catch this comedy classic on the big screen as the symphony plays the charming and delightful score by John Williams. Performance at 7:30 on Friday and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Tuesday, November 28th, Dream Theater. This is the third and final leg of Dream Theater's Images, Words, and Beyond 25th Anniversary Tour. Memorial Auditorium at 8. Thursday, November 30th, Bob Saget, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Saget starred on two of the most family-friendly shows network TV has ever produced. That's Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. But he's also been an edgy, to say the least, stand-up comedian for over 30 years. Wednesday and Thursday, December 1 and 2, it's Baroque Masters, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both nights, and an additional concert, part of the Friday Favorite Series, at noon. Thursday, December 2nd, Kumasi, Washington. Washington's tour de force LP, The Epic, instantly set him on a path as our generation's torchbearer for progressive improvisational music that would open the door for young audiences to experience music unlike anything they've ever heard before. Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Monday, December 4th, was the night before Christmas. Classic productions for students. Christmas Eve, 1823. Clem Moore, the hardworking newspaper writer, has been assigned to write the best Santa Claus story ever. Maymandy Concert Hall at 9:45 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. December 6th through the 10th at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, A Christmas Carol. Of course, the one by Ira David Wood III. Saturday, December 9th, it's Lauren Kennedy, Theater Raleigh, then Kennedy Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, Raleigh Ringers 2017 Holiday Concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. And then Tuesday, December 12th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.